The coronavirus crisis has put a lot of things on hold, but one part of life that isn't slowing down anytime soon is your local election. The towns of Erie, Windsor, and Estes Park, and more than 100 municipalities across Colorado are electing new mayors, town board members, and deciding on ballot questions on Tuesday. With the statewide stay-at-home order and physical distancing practices now the norm, campaigns and local governments have had to go virtual. KUNC's Matt Bloom has been reporting on this for us, and he joins us now. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Aaron.
You have been talking to mayoral candidates in communities all around our area. What are some of the challenges that they've been talking about with campaigning during this coronavirus outbreak?
All of the hallmarks of your local mayoral campaign. So going door to door in local neighborhoods, holding your meet and greets at the coffee shop, those are all canceled to help slow the spread, which is a really big blow to a lot of these campaigns that don't have a ton of money for online advertising or maybe blasting out text message alerts to people. Barry Luganbill is a candidate for mayor in the town of Erie. He told me that it really hit him that things are going to be different when a couple of weeks ago he was going door to door in his community and a woman refused to shake hands with him.
At that moment, I realized, you know what, we really need to take a step back and think about our approach here because health and safety is incredibly important.
Since then, he's been recording almost daily video updates on his Facebook page to try to reach voters in Erie. He also participated in this big virtual town hall that the League of Women Voters put together really quickly when the in-person candidate forum in Erie got canceled suddenly.
Well, it sounds like all of these tools that we're all having to learn to use now, you know, Zoom, social media, they have become really the only tools to engage voters.
The big theme that I took away is that social media maybe was the third or fourth most important thing for a lot of candidates, but now it's really the one and only method that they have to reach their voters. And for some, that's been a really big challenge. David Sislowski, a candidate for mayor in Windsor, said he had to get his friend to show him how to make an Instagram account so he could start recording videos to connect with his voters.
She's sitting and she takes a picture of me and she said, she sends it to me and says, post that. How do I? And so she's showing me, you know, step by step, how to post something on Instagram.
But for others, this has been a huge advantage. Hunter Rivera is another candidate for mayor in Windsor. He's actually 18 years old and still a senior in high school. He said that having this really strong social media presence from the start in his campaign has really paid off lately.
The last two things I posted, which was a campaign video, and then a thing of me filling out my ballot and saying, you know, you still have to vote, you know, because it was actually my birthday the other day. So I was saying, I woke up this morning on my birthday, I voted. So those last two things we got on the video, we had 1.2 thousand people see it. And then on the photo, I think it had close to 500 people who saw it.
Most Colorado municipalities and the state use mail-in voting in addition to in-person voting options. So what does coronavirus mean for voting and for ballot counting?
I thought initially because of the pandemic, I would hear from a lot of campaigns that they're worried about turnout, that people will be focused on taking care of their families, their health, and they are. But the majority of candidates that I talked to said that because we all have mail-in ballots here in Colorado, they're actually not that worried about turnout. On the town clerk side, the people who typically carry out these elections, count all of the ballots, they've had to make a lot of changes. For example, in Estes Park, the town is asking residents to drive up, open their window right in front of town hall, and two election judges will come out with gloves on to personally take your ballot and walk it inside for you, which is a totally different than what they do normally. Jackie Williams is the town clerk for Estes Park. She's been running elections in Estes for years and says that this has been particularly challenging this year.
If I had my druthers, I wouldn't be doing it during this time. But at the same time, you know, it's important for us to continue to move forward with our elected officials. Otherwise, come the end of April, we would not have four board members, and we'd only have three. We wouldn't be able to conduct any town business.
Another challenge they've run into is that all the election judges that they hired this year were over the age of 60, so she had to let them go to protect them from the virus. Now she's having to train a whole new staff of younger people who've stepped up to help count ballots, all while wearing gloves and masks.
Has the state issued any guidance as to how towns and cities should hold local elections?
Yes. Governor Jared Polis issued a statement saying that it is critical that people still be able to exercise their right to vote, even now amid this crisis. He also put out a set of guidelines that a lot of town clerks are already doing. He's encouraging absentee methods of voting whenever possible, following the social distancing guidance that we hear all the time of staying 6 feet away from others in public polling places. He's encouraged people to vote early and avoid crowds, maybe go at times that are less popular, and take advantage of ballot drop-off boxes that might be in your community.
Looking a little further out on the calendar, Colorado has a statewide primary coming up in June, and of course the presidential election in November. Do we have a sense of how the pandemic will affect these statewide elections?
Well, we've heard about other states suspending their primaries because of the pandemic, but Colorado's election date probably will not be moved because, again, we have this model of mail-in ballots and early voting that not every state does. I actually sat in a virtual town hall that Secretary of State Jenna Griswold held last week about this, and here's what she said.
Without really thinking about it in terms of social distancing before this epidemic, Coloradans have been practicing social distancing in elections long before the term even came around.
Griswold says to head to govotecolorado.gov to make sure your voter registration is up to date, that you do receive a mail-in ballot, so you don't have to go into a polling place if you don't want to.
KUNC's Matt Bloom, thank you so much for your reporting.
You're welcome.